change the way that you process anything in your life is really so simple, and we try to make it so complicated. Now, its simplicity is what makes it so complex or so difficult for people. Its simplicity is when you say, how do you change one thought to another? The answer is, you just do it. Nobody knows how. How you go from a negative thought of something that is very unpleasant in your mind to something very beautiful and very powerful in your mind. You know, to go from an image of a suffering animal to a bouquet of roses. The way that you do that is you just do it. You just picture the roses now instead of the animal. Now, what we want to do is try to come up with what are all the synapses that are created in there and what is all of the chemistry involved there. I don't know the answer to that. I'm not a chemist. I do know that if I want to change a thought, that I just have to do it. And it's just like I tell people, if you want to quit smoking, I mean, the way you do it is you stop putting cigarettes in your mouth. If you want to quit habit of nail biting, then you keep your fingers out of your mouth. If you want to change the habit of processing the world in a negative way, then you change the negative thoughts. You change the way you process. And how you do it is that you simply do it. How you sustain it is through being aware of what kind of thoughts are creating that in the first place. If it's so easy, why don't people do it? The answer to that is because the payoffs for not doing it are greater than the payoffs are for doing it. If you are able to manipulate and control somebody through your anger, and you're not able to manipulate and control them through your gentleness, and manipulating and controlling people is on your agenda, then that's what you're going to do. Now, if you get that off of your agenda, or if you realize that that agenda is keeping me from relating to the people the way I would like to, and it's going to end up in another divorce or in another painful experience for me, and if you can recognize that, and sometimes you have to go through several of those before you get it, then you stop. There's a payoff for all of that. So yes, it's easier to be Christ-like. It really and truly is. It's easier to be Buddha-like. But the payoffs for that in a world where people are still trying to manipulate and control others and acquire for themselves and get an outcome isn't nearly as great.